Congressional investigators today said that the former head of the Medicare program illegally ordered information about the cost of last year's Medicare prescription drug bill withheld from Congress. NPR's Julie Rovner has the story.
The report from the Government Accountability Office says that former Medicare Administrator Tom Scully violated a federal spending law when he ordered the program's chief actuary not to give Congress his cost estimates of the Medicare bill. In December, a month after the bill was signed, the administration estimated the measure would cost a third more than the $400 billion ceiling the president himself had set. New Jersey Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg requested the GAO report.
The GAO found out that suspicion that we had that information was being illegally withheld from the Congress was in fact true.
GAO said Scully violated a federal law that forbids payment of a salary to any federal official who prevents or threatens to prevent a federal employee from contacting Congress. GAO and Lautenberg say Medicare should ask Scully to return the money.
His annual salary was about $130,000. And he's going to have to repay about $80,000, which is, I think, an appropriate penalty for a deliberate law-breaking act.
Scully, who left the government to return to private law practice after the bill was signed, disputes the findings.
It's particularly frustrating that the GAO would put our report when no one from GAO has ever called me or talked to me, which I think is more than a little stunning, since I'm the only one that actually knows what happened.
And Department of Health and Human Services spokesman Bill Pierce says the Bush administration believes that the law cited by GAO is unconstitutional. Both this administration and the Clinton administration before it insist that Congress cannot compel access to all employees of the executive branch.
This disagreement goes back to the turn of the century, in fact. Therefore, it's no surprise that an arm of Congress would come down with a decision supporting the perspective of the legislative branch.
GAO is, in fact, under the auspices of the legislative branch, but California Democratic Congressman Pete Stark, whose staffer's request for information touched off the entire fight, says the matter goes deeper than who said what to whom.
There has been a continuous process of lying to Congress or withholding information in an effort to achieve whatever the administration's goals are.
And Senator Lautenberg said that the Medicare bill might not have become law had the withheld estimates been made public before a 3 a.m. House vote last November.
I assure you that close vote that took place in the House would have been considerably different if the real figure was known.
Republicans say Democrats are trying to play politics with the Medicare bill, which Republicans consider a major legislative victory. On the other hand, Republicans last week announced the largest ever increase in Medicare premiums in the program's history at 5 o'clock on Friday before the holiday weekend. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.